Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we're talking with people in California, and we'd like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely? Can you be so kind? ¿Hablo español? Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Juan Rodriguez.
I can talk better English than Spanish.
All right, that'd be great, ma'am. And I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, we just want to conduct a study in your area about issues that affect the community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be very brief. Now, are you in a place where you can talk safely on your phone?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
By myself.
Okay. Well, now, are you in California, right? Can you please tell me in which county?
Fresno.
In Fresno County. Wow, nice. Now, all the personal telephone calls that you received, did you get all or almost all calls on the cell phone, or someone in the cell phone and someone on a regular home phone, or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
No, all on the cell phone.
On the cell phone. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Are you, as anyone in your household, employed by a newspaper, a television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time. Now, just to be sure that we have a representative in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born?
47.
Thank you. Now, moving right along, which is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is that white, Caucasian, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you had completed in school, just for a statistical purpose only? High school, some college, vocational?
Some college.
Some college, thank you. And getting started now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I like him and everything, but no, I don't think he's doing.
Okay. Do you disapprove somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat, I'll say.
Somewhat, okay. There is no right or wrong answers. And if you have no opinion, you let me know and we move forward, okay? I appreciate your patience. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Approve. Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for the state assembly were being held today, from who would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. Can you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person? And if I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go to the next one, okay? Now, the first one is Joanna Garcia Rose. Favorable, unfavorable? Heard, but you have no opinion or never heard of it?
Never heard.
Okay, and Esmeralda Soria. Same option.
Yes. I've heard. And it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable? Never heard of it, or you heard of it, but you had no opinion?
Who was it?
Donald Trump.
No, I really haven't heard. I kind of heard of her a little bit, but I don't really have no opinion.
How about Kamala Harris? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable right now.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on, which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for at the state assembly? Is it the issue of climate change, jobs and the economy, health care, inflation and the cost of living, crime and public safety, education, abortion, taxes, border security, or the issue of homelessness? What would be the most important issue for you personally?
Personally,
I know they're all important, you know.
Yeah. I would say education is very important.
Okay. Thank you.
And health.
And health care. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and now thinking ahead to that November election, on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely, extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10? Which number?
And which was more important, the 10?
Yeah, that would be that you are extremely interested and voted on this election. And 0 means 10? Okay, thank you. And now, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democrat?
Democrat.
Ms. Harris, thank you. Now, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, from whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Adderett, and a mother, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat state assembly member?
I don't really have no opinion on that one.
Understood. You understand it. But do you lean towards any of them from the information that you have so far? You know, I know it's still a long time from here to November, and I'm sure you're going to do your own research. But do you lean towards any of the candidates at this moment? Garcia Rose or Ms. Soria?
Or probably that one.
Ms. Soria, probably?
Yes.
Okay. Now, moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off on the wrong track? What's your opinion on the economy?
I think it's slowly going towards the right direction.
Thank you. And next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stay about the same? How do you feel?
I guess it's stayed about the same.
The same? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And now on a different topic now. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, although you had never voted for a Republican candidate before, but would you consider voting for a Republican party this year? Yes or no?
A Republican what?
A Republican party. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Now, the first statement, it says, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothes, gas, and other everyday items. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference on your support?
I'm not really, because I don't really, haven't really, really heard of her. So I don't really have that much, you know, opinion on her.
Okay. So should I record your answer as you have no opinion? So we can move right along. Okay. Now, remember, this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, probably. Okay. So, as a professional adder, Joanna Garcia Rose can find a corrupt politician, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Now, is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference? Or no opinion?
I don't have no opinion.
Okay. Now, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose would write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with information they learn while in public office. Will that make you to support her, you know, after that statement, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less? So it makes no difference.
Yes, no, either. Let me turn my TV a little lower.
Okay.
A little bit louder.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Seriously, I posted it. I posted it last. You know, we
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you doing that for me. Now, the question is this one, okay? These statements that you might hear during the campaign about Joanna Garcia Rose, after I read each statement, can you please tell me whether it will make you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly, okay? Now, the statement that I was reading...
I was going to ask you, this person that you're talking about, is she from California or where?
They're all politicians running in your district right now, representing your district, you know, where you pay taxes. They're the ones who are going to be representative on the elections that are coming forward. It's going to be for the state assembly. Same thing as the president. You know, they're all going to be together, right?
Yeah.
This is just a study we conduct, and believe me, all the answers are completely confidential. But, you know, I mean, these things you're going to hear during the campaign. But let's say for the sake of the research, if you hear this statement, will that move you to support her somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference? On Joanna Garcia Rose, it says, is a professional actor who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever wasted, fraud, or corruption she finds. Is that statement will make you to support her, like the options that I give you, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
I'm falling asleep here. That doesn't really matter to me.
Okay, it makes no difference, okay? Now, Joanna Garcia Rosa supports a mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molested children. Will that statement make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more? Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, after you have heard some more information, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, from who would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, editor, and a mother, or Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat, the state assembly member right now, if you have to choose today?
I would only vote for... what was her name? Because she's a Democrat.
The Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And
thank
I've
you,
heard of
Yeah, but this will, you know, I'm sure you're going to do more research on her, you know. And I'd like you to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during that campaign. After I read each statement, can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Now, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise his taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Now, if you hear that statement, will that make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference on your support for her?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. Now, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. Now, this money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Same options. No difference, much less, somewhat less.
Somewhat more.
More? Okay. Now, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits. Will that make you to support her like the auctions? No difference? Much less? Some or less?
Somewhat.
Someone more? Okay. And there is no right or wrong answers, ma'am. It's your opinion that matters. Believe me, we're almost done. Now, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare, that would raise taxes and Medicare, as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Now, same options. Same question. Will that make it to support her or no difference?
Support her.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, and politicians, Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayers' money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. The same question. Will you be able to support her much more, somewhat less, much less? It makes no difference after you hear that.
Somewhat less.
Okay. And now, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raises the gas tax. The legislatures agree. And now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Will that statement make you to support her or no, makes no difference, in your opinion? Yes, ma'am.
No
difference?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, have you heard some more information? If the election, again, for the state assembly was being held today, from who would you vote? The Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, editor, and a mother, or Esmeralda Garcia Soria? Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat, a state assembly member.
Yolanda, because only for the fact that she's a Democrat.
I understand. Now, just a few questions for statistical purposes only so we can finish. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
It's strong or not so strong?
I think wait, Democrat.
Democrat. It's strong or not so strong?
Strong.
It's strong Democrat. Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal on most issues?
I kind of just whatever the subject is that I feel.
Understood, and on different subjects, right? But do you feel like you are very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'll just say somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Thank you, ma'am. And now on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be a pro-life or a pro-choice?
I don't really have a opinion on that one.
No problem, ma'am. We can move forward, okay? Now, some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Now, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you will or not, you will not.
Yes, I would.
Yes, you would. Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Well, thank you very much, man. This concludes our survey. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Okay? You enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I would sleepy,
yes?
Would you believe?
I'm sorry?
I said, would you believe I was sleeping when they
called me? So sorry. Believe me, if you can see the big smile on my face right now, because it's been a really slow night. You make my day, okay? Thank you. I just want to let you know, okay? Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you.